This podcast investigates how the Industrial Revolution affected transportation in Iowa. This research was guided by several sub-questions that were used to further investigate the topic. Some of these questions were, what were some inventions that were made during the Industrial Revolution related to transportation? How do inventions during the Industrial Revolution benefit Iowa in the present? And how was transportation like before the Industrial Revolution? To address the beginning question in this podcast, how was transportation like before the revolution? We used a variety of sources, including Duxters.com, IowaPathways.com, and IndustrialRevolutionTransportationResearch.com. In researching this question, I found that in the early 1800s, before the Industrial Revolution, transportation was very slow and could take up to months to travel across the United States. The early forms of transportation included traveling on foot or by animals, like horses. The cloth that was worn by people was made in homes instead of factories. People often used hand tools or basic machines to manufacture clothes. The closest to trains were horses, commonly used to pull freight cars along rails. Secondary question, where and when did the Industrial Revolution begin, was conducted using the following sources: firstindustrialrevolution.weebly.com, history.com, and spartacuseducational.com. The research shows the Industrial Revolution began in Great Britain in the late 1700s. Many of the first innovations that enabled the Industrial Revolution began in the textile industry, making cloth move from homes to large factories. Britain also had plenty of coal and iron, which was very important to power and make machines for the factories. The early part of the Industrial Revolution in the United States took place in the Northeast. By the end of the 1800s, the United States had become the most industrialized nation in the world. Finally, the last question in this podcast is, what inventions were made during the Industrial Revolution and was investigated using these sources? TimeToast.com, UKEssays.com, and BBC.com. The research I found while exploring this question led me to discover that Robert Fulton made the first steam-powered engine in 1807. His steamboat was able to carry raw materials across the Atlantic Ocean by the mid-1800s. The roads also improved greatly during this time period. Before, people traveled by using animals or on foot, but there were many problems with the conditions of the road. In 1751, turnpikes were created for easier transportation, especially for the horse-drawn wagons. John Ludin Macadam made macadam road surfaces, which were made up of crushed rock in thin layers. Thomas Telford made new foundation inroads with large flat stones. Soon afterward, roads across America were improved based on these inventions. In 1801, Richard Trevithick made the first steam locomotive. These improvements on waterways, roads, and railroads all made traveling safer and more efficient. Overall, you can see that this podcast has focused on one important question: how did the Industrial Revolution benefit Iowa? And it uncovered three important conclusions. Before the Industrial Revolution, traveling took long periods of time and was very inefficient. The making of clothes and other materials were slow and took place inside of homes. The success of the Industrial Revolution was mainly because of Great Britain and the amount of coal they had to power the first upcoming factories. These led to more and more developments. And finally, the inventions that were made during the Industrial Revolution sparked inspiration for upcoming generations to improve technology and make tasks easier by developing new ideas. Overall, these inventions also improved the efficiency of most everyday tasks, from transportation to clothing and eating. Thank you for listening to my podcast.